Rico, you're next.
Grace, I'd like to be on the staff.
And then Grace?
I'd like to be on the staff, too. This is Joe.
Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I had a couple questions. One was, how much does it cost for legal advice on these on this matter?
Ricardo estimated under $1,000.
Under $1,000.
That was Ricardo's estimate.
How much?
Under $1,000.
Oh.
Under $1,000, and the other thing, well, I guess that's one of the main things that I wanted to know, and because of that, I think. We should take counsel's advice on this because, as people have said, and better than myself, that if this thing ever got really messy, we could find ourselves wishing that we had spent that $1,000 instead of taking a loss for much more.
Grace, you're next.
Yeah, I'd like to make a theoretical kind of scenario that may be absurd, but as in my experience with Pacifica, is not impossible. Let's say we have 24 recalls going on at approximately the same time, give or take a month or two, at five stations. That's probably, what, about 130 recalls going out at the same time, more or less, meaning all kinds of separate mailings. I think at that point, and at some gradient between zero recall elections and 130 at the same time, there may be a point where it becomes our fiduciary responsibility to the foundation to violate our own bylaws in this regard, because if it's a question of following the bylaws to the letter, or and being in bankruptcy court, or violating them and remaining in business or operating. And in that case, I think we probably would need legal advice. That would be one reason that I could think of a justification for violation of the bylaws, and that would be because it's our fiduciary responsibility to not allow the foundation to be bankrupted by its own bylaws.
George, this is Jamie. Am I on the stack?
You're not.
Okay, I thought that I was, but I would like to be.
Sorry, I must have missed you. Okay, it's Joe and Jamie, and I'd like to put an end to it, if possible, and take a vote on this.
Billy Ray on the stack.
Okay. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, when I spoke earlier, and I pointed out that the inserting the legal review would be redundant, I'm not opposed to putting it in as part of the procedure, but the question is, what role would that legal review serve? It's one thing to say, you know, make sure to look at this petition to make sure it's not legally problematic in some way, otherwise unanticipated. That's one thing. Where I have a problem is with making that legal opinion the arbiter of whether or not the process will go forward. I mean, people are talking about lawsuits on with respect to the petitions themselves, which unlikely, but I think just as likely, if not more likely, are petitions from people who from petitioners against the foundation for not following its bylaws, which is a not a situation you want to be in either. So we're kind of in between a rock and a hard place. But I think the rights of the members are much more important and clearer right in this case. I think here we're creating. We're trying to invent a legal requirement that's not clear to start with, certainly under California law in terms of how petitions go forward. So again, you know, adding to me as a matter of course, in terms of best practices, we should be having legal review of these kind of things anyway. If you want to make sure it's in the language, fine. But then it becomes a question of the role. We can't stand in the way of the rights of the members of the foundation.
Jamie?
Okay, thank you. Let's see. First, George, I have a question.
Yes.
I'm confused about the language here in the long version in Part 2. As I understand you to say, this language includes the idea that after the attorney reviews it, it will be sent back to the PNB.
That's
and
correct.
The PNB actually decides whether to take the attorney's advice or not.
That's right.
But I don't actually see that language Where does it, can you point out the exact wording about where it says that it goes back to the PND and the PND decides? I don't see that.
Oh,
here.
You know what? Susan didn't include it. It's in the original version. The PND at a special meeting, if necessary, would decide upon the advice of counsel whether the charges in the petition meet the standards in the bylaws for actions, quote, detrimental to the best interests of the foundation. If the decision is affirmative, et cetera. So that was left out by Susan, actually.
Okay, well, that language actually is quite important. Well, you know, the last time we talked about this, Ricardo did advise us not only to get the legal review, but also to bring it back to the PNB, for the PNB to determine whether to take the lawyer's advice.
Well, what we're voting on is what was came out of the last meeting, and so that language is in there. It's in red in the version that came along with the agenda. Within the blue section, so that's
okay. That's going to take a little while. So we're voting on the language that includes returning it to the PNB after it goes to the attorney.
That's correct.
Okay.
Point of order, George.
Yes,
what, could you say that again?
I'm sorry.
Could you say that again? We're returning
point of order,
it,
Leslie.
What we're voting on is the motion as. I sent it out at the last meeting, which includes the statement to the effect that we will the advice of the attorney will be returned to the PNB for action by the PNB.
Point of order, George?
Where's
yes.
the language that we're looking at now?
What?
It's in the attachment to the agenda that Grace sent out. It was what I sent out last time. It's a... in color, it's blue with a red insert, and the red insert is the amendment that actually Jamie made last time, which says that it will come back to the PNB. It's right at the top of your agenda. Yes.
George, if I may, my point of order.
Yes.
You said this came out of the governance committee. In fact, just
I didn't
for the
say
record,
that. I said it came out of our last meeting.
Yes,
this is,
it did not come out of the last meeting. The last meeting voted against it. That's the only question
please,
I want to
the last meeting of the PNB. It came out of the
okay.
last meeting of the.
Fine.
I already stated the committee voted That's 6-3 against this.
Okay, well, we should find. Can I continue with my point? Or
yes, please.
Okay, you will. It would be good we should recirculate that language.
It doesn't need to be recirculated. It's there in front of you.
Okay. I would like to speak in favor of that. People have brought up, you know, recall thresholds for the state of California. I don't know that the state of California uses the same language that we do, you know, that it has to be specifically alleged in the petition to be adverse to the best interest of the foundation or the state of California. That's one thing. Also, people have brought up the point of, you know, members have a right to recall. Well, also, members have a right to elect their delegates to the local station board. And if recall is allowed to proceed to remove those delegates without having ensured that the charges for which they're being removed meet that standard, then the members' rights to elect their delegates to the local station boards will be abused. And I believe those rights are more important. Those rights are fundamental to our bylaws, more so than recall. So for that reason, I would support the language that has it go back to the lawyer and then to the PNB to accept, you know, to decide to accept that, which is what our attorney advised us to do. Thanks.
Well, Billy Ray.
I don't have, you know, I'm in a state of confusion, you know, simply for the fact that what I see and hear is a tactic that's used by the CIA called plausible deniability. I'm in total agreement with Sean on the action should be taken by this board.
Okay.
David to the stack.
David? Go ahead.
I want to state that I'm in agreement with Sean as well. I think once you put it to the lawyer and then bring it back to the PNB, You're politicizing the decision. What if the PMB is in a situation like it was in 2000 and denies all recalls? I think that the listeners, the way we've set up our bylaws, which probably need to be changed, but the way it's been set up now is to democratize the process and allow for a recall. If the standard is too low, we need to change the standard. But I don't think we should politicize the process by allowing the PNB to turn away recalls.
Okay. Is there anybody who hasn't spoken that would like to? I'd like to move to a vote on this if possible. Okay. Hearing no one, let's take a vote on this, Richard. A vote of yes means that you want to replace the language in the procedures for recall, which are which was circulated with the agenda, by Leslie's substitute motion, which is in front of you in Susan's comparison. It's also in the in what was circulated with the agenda in a less convenient place.
Point of information.
Sorry.
Yes. Mr. Chair, yeah, now I want to be clear on this. This is an important vote. What we're doing here is if you vote for Ms. Radford's substitute, you'll be doing away with the lawyer, correct?
That's correct.
And then we are going to vote on whether we need this policy whatsoever, correct?
No, we're then going to vote on, if the substitute passes, we go on to the next item.
Oh, yes, but what I'm saying, what is the next item? Is that whether we need a change in policy?
That's not on the agenda. The next section in the policy, which has to do with the general manager.
What?
I got to look at this. I'm sorry for the confusion, Mr. Chair. I just want to be sure when we cast our votes, we know what we're doing. On the particular issue, and then the whole...
The whole comes up after we've considered all the pieces.
Okay. All right. Okay. Very good, sir.
Okay. Richard, would you...
Order. Point of information?
Yes.
Which one? Point of order or point of information?
Oh, I heard the point of information.
Okay.
Is it including... the line, the PNB at a special meeting, if necessary, will decide upon the advice of my
God.
Yes.
It includes that, which is not what people are looking at
on Susan's thing, but it is what was circulated at the last meeting, and it is what was circulated on the agenda.
Okay. Point of personal apology. Susan fucked up.
Oh, no, we know. That's not the point.
Point of information.
I'm sorry. One at a time, please. So, I heard a point of order. Who is that from?
Point of order, Richard. You're calling that section two, but it really is something like section 1A or something like that. Because two on your deal here is, starts out the
yes,
general
we'll
manager.
We'll call it section two. Yes.
No. You have a section two.
Okay. We'll call it section 1A. Okay.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Yes. Go ahead, sir.
So the sentence that is left out of this goes to the second part that compares to the first original, and that sentence is what?
That sentence is, the PNB, at a special meeting, if necessary, will decide upon the advice of counsel whether the charges in the petition meets the standards in the bylaws for actions, quote, detrimental to the best interests of the foundation.
Okay.
Okay, Richard, please call the roll. So if you're voting yes, you want to substitute, you're eliminating the legal counsel review, and you're replacing it with Leslie's amendment. So, Richard, please call the roll.
Okay, Sherry Gindelman.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
Pass.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Grace Aaron.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. Yes is to go with the.
Yes is a substitute. No is to leave the language in which keeps in the council.
Okay. I say no.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Okay, wait a second. I'm sorry, it's Grace. I'm confused. Yes is to not have the council.
Yes is to not have the council.
Okay, I change my vote to yes.
Rico Ross.
It's yes.
I am going to go to say yes.
Could y'all quit talking, please? Sandra Rollin.
I'm going to pass for right now.
Wendy Shrell?
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Ania Bidiaco?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Kathy Davis? Kathy?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown, A.C. Bird,
no.
Luzette King,
abstain.
Billy Ray Edwards,
I go with Sean, yes.
David Beaton,
yes.
Sophia Wangaza, Sophia. Can't hear you, Sophia. Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Sandra Rollin?
I'll abstain.
Sophia votes no.
No. Eight yes. 10 no, 2 abstain.
Okay, the substitute fails.
So we keep the lawyer in.
What's that? We keep it the way it is. That's right. We keep the lawyer in. That's correct.
Right.
Let's move on to the next one, which is...
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
There is one element of this. I think everybody was voting on the matter about counsel.
Yes.
I would make a motion to amend Section 1A to include notifying the ED.
Second.
So where would you put that? The GM of the station and... Where do you want to put that?
To legal counsel, blah, blah, blah. Secretary will notify the chair of the PNB and the ED.
And the ED.
Right, yeah. And it's been second.
Is there any objection to that?
I just want to ask a question.
Yes.
The GM is left out of this?
No, it's in addition.
Okay, all right.
Did you read it?
Sorry?
Please, no crosstalk. So,
I beg your pardon?
hearing no objection, that the motion then is amended. Are there any other amendments to it?
I'd like to, this is Leslie, and I'd like to move to amend to remove the statement that the PNB votes on whether the recall goes forward or not.
Second.
That we leave it to the attorney.
Okay, the statement in red, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, is there objection to that?
Point of information.
Yes.
Who's going to decide? The council? One
yes.
person? One
that,
person.
Well, yeah, if you vote for this amendment, then indeed the council will decide.
All right, yeah. Well, we should debate this for 3 minutes.
Leslie to stack.
Sean to stack.
Oh, Leslie, go ahead.
Yeah, obviously we've all admitted that there's politics here. And this will put the majority in control of who gets recalled and who doesn't. It's that simple. If we take that statement out, at least it's the attorney who's responsible to the foundation as a whole and to the legal standard and not to the political standard.
Right. That's right.
Sean?
Well, you know, and I agree with Leslie on that, but the other problem is it's the majority, the political body, that's going to pick the attorney, and I think you are going to not only open up a can of worms over, you know, what he decides if you go that way, but also you are now, what we are doing right now is we are opening up ourselves to lawsuits as we talk right now, because we are, for all intents and purposes, changing the bylaws. And how do I know that? Because what we do here right now is going to affect the two recalls that are on hold right now, okay? And whoever side we don't come down on, the other side is going to run to court and say, look, they're not following their bylaws, they're changing the rules in the middle of the game, and everything that the other, that, how do I want to say this?
Sean, you've made that point several times already. Can we move on?
Jamie for Stack.
Jamie?
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I would like to speak against removing the business about coming back to the PNB. You know, every other decision that one makes as a business, the lawyer advises the person or the body who is in charge. To put the lawyer in charge seems like a very bizarre procedure. And for people who are concerned that this is going to somehow politicize an otherwise non-political situation, or that this is going to open us up to lawsuits that otherwise we would not be opened up to, I just don't think that those points of view are well-founded. I believe that recall, no matter, as it stands now, we're going to get sued no matter what. You know, we ought to do our best to make sure that we do it as right, as well as we possibly can. You know, if there's no standards met for what people are being recalled for, it's going to be a free-for-all and a mess.
Okay, anybody want to speak for Leslie's position?
If there's no one, I'd like 15 seconds.
Well, what's that? Is there anyone else who wants to speak?
Here's Joe.
Mia?
Okay, Joe, Mia.
Yeah, no, again, I mean, I know Sean has made that point, but I would reiterate it. This is an inherently, it's not that we're saying that this is not a political process. It's inherently political. The bylaws say that people, the petitioners, must allege what they feel are not in the interest of the foundation. These are members of the foundation. They have the right to decide what, in their view, are in the interest of the foundation, and those rights are sacrosanct. So, and the test of whether or not the allegations in the petition, not the proven charges, but the allegations.
I'll be quick.
The test of that is the vote. That's what the recall petition is about. It's a political process. Not by an attorney or by the PNB.
Well, all right.
What?
Let's see. Nia.
Yes. I'd like to say, actually, the Governance Committee, I'll say this, and I know it's been said before, George, but I just like to restate it that I am not for the PNB or the General Counsel being involved in all. The listeners send us to the LSBs, and the listeners should decide whether or not we go back. I'm all for that. But if I had to choose between having one person, which will be the general counsel, make the decision, and 22, then I would have to go with the Pacifica National Board. I cannot see, and I said, I'm the Governance Committee call. For this decision to be in the hands of one person, that is just too much power. It's just too much power. And the general counsel did not elect us to go to the LSB. It was the people and the Christian side.
We've had two for and two against. In the interest of time, can we move to a vote on this? Is there anyone really wants to speak to this? Okay.
Sherry?
Sherry, go ahead.
I would speak in favor of the motion. I think that it depoliticizes the process. One of the things that Ricardo said very clearly was that he would refer it to a third person because he felt as our attorney in advising us that we should consider the legal consequences of this. And because of the allegations of this thing being politicized, that he had recommended an independent counsel. And I think that, well, I don't know why we have Ricardo if we're not going to take his advice. And I think the advice was sent in terms of minimizing the exposure liability of the foundation. It is a factionalized board. There are different analyses and opinions about how to move the foundation forward. Emotions run very high, and I think placing it in the hands of an independent third person minimizes that effect and the negative impact it has on the foundation, including the foundation's finances. So I would vote in favor of Leslie's motion.
Okay. Is there anyone who would like to speak against Leslie's motion? Jamie.
Well, just briefly, you know, I'm all for taking Ricardo's advice. One of the things that he did advise at the last meeting was that after we send it out to another council that's not him, that it be brought back to the PNB. He did advise that we take that step. Thanks.
Okay. Can we? Do we have more people up for the stack?
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Yeah, I just want to point out that looking ahead, any lawsuit will be against the board, so the board may as well vote. One wanting to sue could not sue counsel. The board would be sued anyway, so it would be good to have their votes on record. So I think we should definitely have the board take a stand on the issue.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Yes, Sean.
Depending on how we vote here today, what effect will this have on the two recall elections that are on hold right now? Will what we decide here today, will we go out to the council and do that, or not?
Well, that's a separate decision by the board to be made after we have a policy, whether we want to apply it to the ones that are happening now or not. My original intention was that it would apply, but really that's up to the board. So, anyone else want to speak for Leslie's motion to remove the PNB from the process?
Could you just state the wording? So we're talking about the, are we still on the second thing?
Yes.
all right, so all it is take sending it back to the PNB, and it would be the lawyer that makes the decision, right?
No. As it stands, he makes the ultimate decision on advice of the lawyer. Leslie's motion would take the PNB out of the process, and it would be just the advice of the lawyer. The lawyer would make the decision.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Let's vote.
Can we go to a vote on this? Does anybody object to going to a vote? Hearing none. Would you call a roll on this? A yes vote on Leslie's motion takes out the sentence that puts the. A yes vote means that you want to take out the sentence that includes the PNB in the process, and it leaves it up to the lawyer. So, Richard, please call the roll.
That's the red line, and
that's right.
Okay, Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Phil Wanzala?
No.
Grace Aaron?
Sorry, no.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
No.
Sandra Rollin?
No.
Buddy Shrell?
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Nia Bidiaco?
No.
Kevin Burton?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
That was a no.
AC Bird, I got it. AC Bird? AC?
No.
Is that King?
Since I can't reach her, he would love it. No.
Billy Ray Edwards?
No.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza?
No.
Okay, that's 5-4. And a whole bunch against. Let's see.
Okay.
16-5-16.
Amendment fails. Let's move on to the next one. How much time we got?
Not much.
1 minute and 26 seconds.
Okay, let's see what we can do. The next one has to do...
I move to adjourn.
What?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Is there a second on the motion to adjourn?
Don't you have to be recognized to move to adjourn?
You do, but I recognize it.
A motion to adjourn is always in order and takes precedence of over all.
We can
over
just blurt out in the middle of anything we want.
It's a point
well,
of order.
There was no one else. Oh. There was no one else blurting, so I recognized it.
Okay.
There was no one else speaking. No one else had the floor, so there was no reason not to recognize Lisette. Motion to adjourn. Frankly, I've forgotten whether it's debatable.
Not debatable.
Okay. Let's go to a vote on that. Richard, would you take the roll on that?
Okay. Nia Bediako?
Pass.
Carolyn Burton? It's a motion to adjourn. Carolyn Burton?
I'm sorry, no. I was muted. Excuse me.
Kathy Davis? Kathy?
Abstain.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown? AC Bird?
No.
Lizette King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Yes.
David Beaton? David?
I pass.
Pass?
Yes, pass.
Afia Wangaza?
No.
Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
I don't know what else to do. Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No. The bylaws are in the animation.
Grace Aaron?
In the recall.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Since we'll be out of time at the end of this vote, yes.
Enrico Ross?
Yes.
Sandra Rollin?
Abstain.
Wendy Shrell?
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Nia Bediako-Pass?
No. How long are we going to put this off for? No.
David Beaton?
No.
Ten, four, and eight against with two abstain.
As a suggestion, since this matter is so important, should we continue this meeting next Friday night?
No.
I am not available. Madam Chair, that's a holiday weekend. I bet there are other people that are not available.
Yeah, me too. Does the chair want to vote, George?
Well, it doesn't matter. I would vote no, but it doesn't matter. It's 10-8. I can't
okay.
Make it fail.
Okay.
This is point of order. I don't know. It's not 11:30. We're supposed to have a 3-hour meeting. What's the rush?
Okay. The vote already was taken. We'll have to notice another meeting.
We voted to adjourn. The only thing to do is to set the time of another meeting if we wish to.
Yes.
Grace's suggestion was for next Friday.
Is there
a second for that?
We can't do next Friday. It's a holiday weekend, George.
Well, it's up to the body what they want to do.
I can't do any Fridays anymore now. With kids in school.
I move that we go. I move that we have a meeting Wednesday after the holiday weekend. I'm not looking at a calendar, folks, so I apologize for not being able to tell you the date.
Nice.
But a Wednesday night continuance meeting.
That's September 2nd.
Oh, thank you very much. September 2nd.
I'm not available Wednesday.
I can't do that date either, but you guys can.
What date was that, Wendy? What date was that?
How about Friday
September
the 4th?
September 2nd.
How about Friday the 4th?
Wendy just
holiday
said
weekend.
Friday.
That's Labor Day weekend.
I didn't hear what Sherry said. What did Sherry say?
I said Wendy just said she can't do Fridays. Do it the Sunday after Labor Day weekend.
That's the 13th.
Okay. Do it the 13th. I mean,
for Friday and Sunday, I'm getting kind of used to it, so please don't change it to Wednesday.
Really? I move we do Sunday the 13th.
Second. You guys don't believe what I have to do on Fridays.
I'd like to say that we're getting into September. Not only do we have to wrap up this recall matter, but we also have to get to reviewing the budgets because we want to do them before the end of the fiscal year, if possible, in these teleconferences. It's unfortunate, but there's a lot of work for us to do.
You know, you guys, since this would be a continued meeting again, we could do it like tomorrow or Sunday.
You could.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to, but...
Yeah, I know.
May I suggest a special meeting then, since we have the budget? We can't continue it and do the budget, too.
Well, how about this coming Sunday?
Not available.
Day after tomorrow, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was when we took the vote.
Between today and Sunday. So we can't do Sunday.
I can't. You can have fun.
What about Monday the 31st?
I could do Monday. I didn't hear a lot of objection to that.
Huh?
Why don't we just vote on it? That's this coming Monday, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's take a vote on Monday the 31st. Is there any objection to Monday the 31st?
Yes, I object.
Okay, let's take a vote on it. Richard?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is for Monday.
Continue with the meeting on Monday the 31st, right.
Let me just tell you guys one more thing. There's a personnel meeting scheduled for that night. Sandra, are you there? Is that true?
Yes. That is correct. We have a personnel committee meeting, and it's important that we...
Okay, how about 9-1 Tuesday?
When?
Tuesday.
There's the finance meeting.
Yeah. Oh, put it on the calendar. Not there.
Sorry.
Oh, wait, maybe it is there. I'm on. I'm in August. No, it's not there.
Oh, my goodness.
We could have been doing the motion and going through all of this.
I think it makes sense to put it after the governance meeting on the 3rd.
How about we all just go to bed tonight and zip in the morning and do it tomorrow morning?
As many people as could be on could come on the governance call on Thursday and perhaps get farther along.
That's a good idea.
No, then it would have to come back to the PNB.
Right.
It has to come back to the PNB anyway, and only the people who are on the governance committee can vote on it. So,
George, would the governance committee mind if we just simply made that into a PNB meeting to resolve these issues on Thursday?
The governance committee, speaking for me, would not mind, and since no one else can object.
This is a point of order, George. The PNB can usurp any committee.
What's that?
Okay, so... Does anyone suggest, I'm taking back the chair here, anyone suggest a motion to continue this meeting on the Thursday?
So moved.
I'll suggest that.
All right.
Thursday
second.
The 3rd, yes.
Okay, so we have it moved and seconded. Why don't we just take a vote? Richard, can you take a vote on this? So this would be Thursday night continuation meeting, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are there any objections?
Yes, I'm on the radio. I can't do that.
Okay, this is for Thursday night, 8. Okay, Sherry Gendelman. Sherry?
Looks like we lost Sherry.
If you're still there, I can't hear you. Bonnie Simmons.
I'm on the radio. I can't be there on a Thursday. My
is that a yes or no?
It would be no.
Thank you. Andrea Turner.
Yeah, I can.
Joe Gonzalez.
Yes.
Grace Aaron.
Yes. I don't vote.
Sean O'Brien. Well, are you the chair now?
Yeah, I'm the chair now.
Sean O'Brien, yes?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rollin?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Dia Bediaco?
Yes, I'm on governance, yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Jamie Ross?
Abstain.
Jim Brown? A.C. Bird?
Abstain.
Lizette King?
Yes.
Ray Edwards?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Fia Wangaza?
Abstain.
Okay. That's 13-3-3.
Okay. Wait,
before we leave, if I may.
Yes. Go ahead. Quickly.
George said you were going to deal with the form question. Will that be as a governance committee or as a PNB?
I intend to do it at the governance committee meeting, but after we get through this, I'll put something together for a motion for the form of it.
All right, so we're going to continue this meeting on Thursday night, and right now we're going to dial into the closed session. I sent out the section of the bylaws that pertain.
Thursday night at 8 o'clock?
8:30.
8:30.
8:30, right.
But right now we're moving to closed session, so please dial in.
Madam Chair?
This meeting is over. Bonnie, why don't you call into the closed?
Well, the thing you sent out, Madam Chair, is that you can waive or not.
Okay, well, that's up to the body.
I'm not waving.
Okay, well, you know, if we have a quorum, we can still meet.
No. All right, I guess we'll go on.
I hear what you're saying, so why don't you just dial in, you know, and we can discuss whether we're going to meet or not.
I'm not trying to be troublesome. I think you actually...
No, I understand. I just took upon myself to get the bylaws thing there.
Great. This is Nia.
Yes.
Great. If one person objects, then you can't have it. That's the rule.
Okay, where is that in the bylaws?
I don't remember. I've just been being around here for a long time.
I don't see it anywhere in the bylaws, so please look for it.
I have to go. Okay. I'll try to look on the website.
Okay.
But you just sent out Article 6, Section 4. It says,
she just sent something out?
In favor of notice or a written consent to hold the meeting or who attends the meeting without protesting prior to the meeting. So I'm just telling you that I was protesting prior to the meeting.
There is more than one person who is protesting prior to the meeting, and I read Article 6 to mean that constitutes,
why don't we dial? We have only a few of us here. Just dial into the other number because there's more people on that number than on this number.
So I guess the question I have for maybe George is it one of...
Okay, I'm dialing into the other number.